Thank you for choosing to listen to Number One Reruns. We are Zoe and Carla, and each episode we get pop culture nostalgic after asking the listeners one simple question. Give us a date.
That's right, and this time we are heading back to the 29th of December 1992. Let's go. Hello, Zoe.
Hello, Carla.
So, as we just said, this week we are heading back to the 29th of December 1992. And this one was sent in by my friend and colleague, because if I don't put friend in it, he'll get the ump, Nick. And it's the day she was born.
Is she actually a friend, or are you just doing it to appease her?
Let's say she's a friend.
Yeah, sure. For the purposes of the podcast.
No, she is my friend. You know, like, you work with some people and they're always going to be colleagues. But I think you kind of become friends with someone when you have their personal number. Do you think that's when it tips into, like, I would text her on a weekend?
Yeah, no, I think, I don't, yeah, the number thing, not so much, because I think the lines are blurred there. But yes, if you text her on a weekend, that's fair.
Yeah, but only the people I would text on the weekend have got my personal number. Like, even my manager doesn't have my personal number.
Yeah, but that's because you're Carla two phones. Not a lot of people don't have two phones.
As I'm known, Carla two phones.
We work on the basis that everybody has got two phones they can play with.
I think most people nowadays, I don't think that's flash to say that you've got a work mobile and a personal mobile. Surely most companies, and outside of retail, obviously, and I came from retail, so I'm not knocking it, but in, you know, most companies you get two phones, surely.
I don't know. I think a lot of people are choosing not to now.
I know people that use their work phone as their personal phone. You're allowed to do that, and I could do that if I choose to, but I can't think of anything worse than seeing an email pop up over the weekend.
Yeah, that's my life.
Awful. But, you know, whatever. Anyway, yes, this is for Nick. Hello, Nick.
So is her name Nick?
Her name's Nicola.
Oh, okay.
And guess what? It's only got an H shoved in the middle of it.
Oh. Exotic.
Hmm. Why does that happen? Like, why does some people just... Do you think it's just to look a bit posh, chuck an H in it?
Well, it's funny you should say that, because I was talking with someone today, because as I was saying to you before we started recording, we went to Soft Play, and someone overheard me talking to Esme, and she came over, one of the women who worked there, and she went, oh, is your daughter's name Esme? So's mine. So we got chatting about that. Anyway, she was telling me that her middle name is Sophia, but her parents wanted to spell it with an F instead of a PH because all of her siblings have middle names that are named after places, at which point I really wanted to know what her siblings' middle names were. Mm. But they decided to go for the PH because her dad put his foot down and said he wanted it to be PH, not F. So
hold on. So what do you mean named after places?
Don't know. That I didn't. I'm sorry. I didn't ask.
What's that got to do with Sophia?
Because Sophia's a place, Carla.
Oh, look! Don't. This isn't a geography podcast, Zoe. God's sake, where is it? Where's that?
It's the capital of Bulgaria.
Oh, I'm always jetting off to Bulgaria. I should know. Who knows that? Trust me, Nick won't know that. Wasted this anecdote.
Well, I don't know that I should judge everything on what you and Nick know.
That's not a lot, trust me.
Yeah, come on. Anyway.
And just a reminder to everyone, of course, you don't need to know us to get a date on the show. Zoe will tell you later how to get a date on the show. It's just, you know, sometimes people ask. And I will say, I made Nick listen to a minimum of 3 episodes before we would consider her for the show, and she had to tell me what we said on each episode. So I really made sure she did actually listen.
What do you mean? How much did she have to tell you?
I wanted to know, you know, what we talked about, a couple of anecdotes.
Oh, my God, Carla.
Look, I'll be honest, between me and you and, you know, now that now Nick, now she knows, you know, she's listening, I couldn't remember whether we actually said these things or not. We've recorded 80-odd episodes. I don't remember. Like the other day, I said something to you and I was like, I don't know whether I've said this to you on the podcast or not. Yeah, you know, the amount of times that I don't know whether I've said it in real life or on here or, you know, I don't know. But she did her homework. It was good enough for me. Checked a box. Now she gets a date on the show.
Is that similar to you having told me multiple times your opinion on the latest series of Taskmaster?
No, that's just an age thing. That's just I'm getting forgetful.
Yeah, but you don't know whether you've said it. You've probably said it on the podcast and off the podcast, but...
Don't you find, though, because we've said this before, that all of our friends are quite separate. We've all got separate friends. Like, we don't have one group of big friends. No. All of our friends are in separate places. So it's really hard sometimes to remember what conversation I've had with you as opposed to someone else.
Yeah, agreed.
And because I speak to you probably more than anyone, you probably get the most repeated back to you. And also, you're the only one rude enough to actually point out that I'm boring you.
Well, that is fair. And but people do say to me, oh, yeah, you told me that in a nicer way than I said it to you. But yeah, people do say it to me as well.
Mm-hmm. Should we crack on?
Yeah, go on.
The number one single on this date was I Will Always Love You by Whitney Houston.
I've got mixed feelings about this song.
What are your feelings?
Well, I liked Bodyguard. I liked the song, but like with all of them, I was then reached a bit of a limit with it.
I believe it spent 10 weeks at number one, this one. Brian Adams was 16 weeks, wasn't it? And then I think Wet was 15 weeks. And I think this was the next one at 10 weeks. I might be completely wrong, but you'll look it up on Wikipedia, I'm sure, and let me know. But I believe this was 10 weeks at number one. So we did hear it an awful, awful lot.
So this must have been the Christmas number one that year.
Yes, it was.
By that point, we must have been so over it.
I mean, all right, let's take aside that we got sick of it. And it was overplayed. It's a great song.
Yeah, it is. I'll give her that.
Obviously, originally Dolly Parton, written by Dolly Parton.
Yeah.
Because isn't she just, we've talked about this before, Dolly Parton is wonderful. And I remember an interview with her years ago and they said, are you upset she had a bigger hit than you did? And she was like, no, have you got any idea how much money that made me?
Oh, yeah, I've heard that.
I love Whitney. Have we talked about how much we love Whitney?
Well, do we?
I love Whitney. She's one of my favourite singers of all time.
Oh, you have never said that to me before.
What?
You've never said to me that she's one of your favourite singers of all time.
You text my mum and you ask her who Carla's favourite female singer is, and she will say Whitney or Aretha every time. You know I've got a list for everything and I could probably find a list where I've named my top female singers. My favourite female singer is Madonna. However, I don't think she's in any way the best vocalist. I think Whitney Houston's voice just can't be beaten.
No, and I've heard you say about Madonna, so that's actually, I believe.
Whitney died on my birthday. It put a right downer on the day.
Oh, do you commemorate it every year?
Genuinely, I do think about it every birthday because I'm like, I remember turning on the telly on my birthday and just being like, oh no.
Yeah, that's rough, isn't it?
It's rough. You know, some celebrity deaths hit you harder, don't they? And for some reason, Whitney just really upset me.
Michael Jackson died on my sister's birthday.
25th of June.
How did you know that? Did you know that for my sister's birthday or Michael Jackson's death day?
Why would I know your sister's birthday?
Yeah, but why would you know Michael Jackson's death day?
Everyone knows that, 25th of June.
Yeah, not the top of their head.
He would have died towards the end of her birthday, right? When she was in bed, so she'd already had her day. She'd enjoyed it probably because it was late at night that it broke here, wasn't it?
Yeah, we found out. Well, I found out early doors the next day.
Yeah, exactly. You see, so she's not like as tainted as I am. I found out on the morning of mine.
Oh, well, I'm sorry. I hadn't realised it had hit you quite as hard as...
Yeah.
Are you okay? Is there anything I can do?
Well, ask me again on my birthday. Maybe check in. So, the number one film on this date, I think it's a good one. It's Disney's Aladdin.
Hmm. Now, this is quite funny because, as I said to you earlier, we were watching The Lion King and I was surprised at how well the animation had stood up over the years. But I have seen bits of Aladdin in recent years and I don't think the animation has stood up well.
Well, hold on. You haven't seen bits of Aladdin. You watched all of Aladdin with me in my flat about a year ago.
Okay. Well, I probably said at the time then, didn't I?
You did. You did. You ruined it. Ramoned all the way through.
Yeah.
For The Lion King, wasn't it the first time that they ever started using... What did they use in it? Was it some kind of computer graphics or something for the stampede scenes? And I think they were using some kind of new technology by the time The Lion King.
Yeah, it was only a couple of years later because I looked it up.
Yeah, it was. But that's what I'm saying, that by that point, I think they'd started using something else. I think Aladdin was still just, in inverted commas, drawings.
Hmm. Anyway, Aladdin, when I was a kid, well, was I a kid? Yeah.
We were 14.
It was one of my favourites. I loved it so much. I was probably a little bit old to like it, but I really, really liked that film.
I don't think you were. Times were different then. 14-year-olds then weren't 14-year-olds now.
No, thank you. That's kind of you. Yeah, having watched it in recent years, I'm a bit unimpressed.
Well, I reviewed this film in full for my other podcast, now retired, Theme Park Films. Yeah. If anyone would like to hear an in-depth analysis of it, don't listen to us, I'd say. But if you want to hear some frothy chat, go over and listen to Theme Park Films. I do remember it was quite, it did make me laugh, that episode. I can't remember what happened in it, but my co-host was, Holly, was very funny. But actually, what I do remember talking about is that it's a really, he's not a very nice person, Aladdin.
No.
Like, you're supposed to be on this kid's side. He's going around nicking everything. Obviously, I understand he was poor, like, don't, you know, blah, 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 all that. But he just didn't seem...
Yada, yada.
Yeah, but he just didn't seem like a very sympathetic character.
No.
To me, when I watched it as an adult.
No. I agree. And also, I don't much like Jasmine.
Let's face it, it was for the genie. We all loved it for the genie, right?
Yeah, or the blue man, as we call it.
Still makes me giggle. This is childish. We've been to Disneyland now. People might not realise, because we've talked about we were going. It's been and gone now, hasn't it? We've been home ages.
Yeah.
But there was an attraction there that we went in called Aladdin's Passage.
Yeah. It was all right. That was Esme's choice, wasn't it? Aladdin's Passage.
Let's go in Aladdin's Passage. Why was no one else laughing as much as us?
Because in French, le passage is okay.
Okay.
I mean, also, don't group me in with you. It was you mostly laughing at it, not me.
Don't tell me you didn't find it funny.
I sniggered. You guffawed.
Anyway, good film, all in all, because of Robin Williams. I haven't watched the remake with Will Smith. Why on earth would anyone want to watch that?
I've had it on, like, in the background. And was not, it didn't hold my attention.
I don't like any of this trend that they've done of remaking the animation with real people. To be fair, I think Beauty and the Beast, even though I don't like Emma Watson, I find her infuriating, was actually quite good. But did it need to be made? No. Perfectly good original.
And there's another, and they're doing another one soon.
They're doing Little Mermaid.
Oh, is that what it is?
I think that's the next one to be done. Mm. They've done Mulan. They've done Jungle Book, Aladdin, Lion King, Beauty and the Beast. I presume Pocahontas will be on the list at some point.
Why?
That will be ticking off all of those films from around the beginning of the Disney Renaissance, as it's known.
Is it? No.
Yeah, that period between 89 when Little Mermaid came out and kind of up until the mid-90s is known as the Disney Renaissance, because that's when it just propelled Disney into a whole new level again.
Really? Is it actually known as that? Or is that just you deciding?
No, I'm sure it's known as that. Because you had, like, you know, like, when you think about it, you had the massive films at the beginning in, like the 40s, 50s. Most of the really big ones, Peter Pan, Snow White, Dumbo, all of those. And then you kind of had a massive gap between 70s and 80s where there's hardly any that are considered classics nowadays. And then 89 hit, Little Mermaid, and it just went from there.
Well, there you go.
Right, that's a Disney lesson, isn't it? That's actually probably the nearest we've got to something actually worth broadcasting.
Well, I don't know what anyone's going to do with that information.
No. But... anyway, on to what I would have been watching.
Yeah.
I would have been watching Mr. Bean. I believe this was the Christmas special, only because you kindly put a little bit of extra information on our spreadsheet telling me it was the Christmas special. So thank you for doing your due diligence.
Oh, any time.
Mr. Bean, what can you say?
Like, now I find it horrific, but at the time I was surprised at how much I actually quite enjoyed it.
I still enjoy it. I don't find anything horrific about Mr. Bean.
Well, yeah, but...
but I laughed at Aladdin's Passage, so...
exactly. That's exactly the kind of level we're talking about. Isn't it?
Isn't it? Isn't it, Carla? I like Mr. Bean because it's one of those rare programmes kids and their grandparents can watch it together and everyone in between, and you can all laugh at its silliness. It's a good family show.
And there's no language requirement either, is there?
No, he doesn't speak. He says like very, very few words during the entire thing, which was actually really clever that they did that, because it meant that it went into so many different countries.
Yeah, I'm sure that is why it's done as well as it has.
I'd happily watch Mr. Bean again and laugh at it.
Would you? You'd actually...
yeah.
Like, if you were like, oh, I'm at a loose end today.
I'm going to pop some Mr. Bean on, yeah.
Would you ever do that? Have you ever done that?
I don't own any Mr. Bean, but if I saw it on a streaming service, I'd pop a couple on to watch it, yeah.
Really? No.
What's your beef with it?
I just think it's another thing that, unless you're like a child, it can't be justified anymore. Back in the day when we didn't know any better and we thought that was like comedy, now we know it's not really comedy.
Okay, so you don't think it's sophisticated enough for you?
Yeah.
I mean, okay, so let's take that and we're going on the fact that, I don't know, what we go in is the changing point, like The Office UK probably was the turning point of sophisticated humour.
Yes.
But in 30 years, will someone be sitting there on a podcast or whatever the thing will be then going, can you believe they used to think that was humour? Now we're so sophisticated.
What about The Office?
Well, yeah, because everything evolves, isn't it?
I don't know that that's true. I think things have like... because some things have stood the test of time and some things haven't.
Well, I'm not going to invite you to my Mr. Bean evening then.
That's the kind of thing you would do. Isn't it? It is, isn't it? I can see it happening.
This has made me want to actually seek out... I am thinking in my head, is there a streaming service that's actually got Mr. Bean on it at the moment?
There must be.
I think Mr. Bean started when we were maybe, I don't know, 12.
Yeah.
And then the actual film, I think, came out 97, I would say. I don't know if they carried on making shows after that. I think that was kind of the end of it when the first film came out.
I do remember thinking I was too cool to go and see the film.
I went and saw it.
Well.
And with that, well, let's talk about what you were watching.
The film was out in 97.
Yeah.
Does that sound okay. more accurate?
Well, what, the fact that I said 97, yes.
Oh, sorry. I did think you might have said a date, but I phased you out. And there was a follow-up in 2007.
That was Mr. Bean's Holiday, wasn't it?
It was. How do you know this kind of thing?
Because I like Mr. Bean.
Should we talk about what I would have watched?
I think yours is quite similar, actually, in many ways.
Only in the way that it translates to other languages, other countries.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's quite a nice little segue, isn't it? Unintentional segue, but a segue.
A segue nonetheless.
Yes.
So I chose Pingu.
Mm.
I wouldn't have been watching Pingu in 92. What year are we doing? 92. What year are we doing?
92.
Just. But I do think Pingu is a nice, gentle kids cartoon. And I have watched it in recent years and it still can make me chuckle a little bit.
You know, I genuinely don't know I've ever watched an episode of Pingu all the way through.
Well, no, I don't know that I've watched it all the way through.
But it was out when we were a kid. I'm sure it came out in the 80s, Pingu, and then went on for many years.
87, so I think we would have been past it by then.
Yeah, maybe, yeah, because we would have been, how old were we, nine. So maybe that's why we never watched it, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think it was ever anything I watched as a kid, and I don't know why I've crossed paths with it since, but I have watched bits of it since. There was a bit of a period, maybe it was, I don't know, there was just a bit of a period where it was massively popular, so you just couldn't avoid it. I don't know, it's got a bit of character about him, and I quite like that. Because whoever does the animation is really clever, because they managed to make him pull all these facial expressions and stuff without him. Or like he, I don't know, you know, like he slides along on the ice. And I don't know, they just make it comical.
Sounds it.
Yeah, I know. It's originally Swiss, that's interesting.
Yeah, I knew it wasn't British or American.
Of course you did.
A bit sharp tonight, aren't we? Didn't he make like little noises or something?
Yeah, but he goes, noot, noot. I don't know how to do it. No. Noot, noot. Don't know.
Okay. What does that mean then? What's he saying there?
Well, he uses that for all kinds of different, you know.
Oh, okay.
I'm just looking it up, actually. They said they created a new language called Penguinese.
Oh.
Consisting of babbling, muttering, and a honking noise.
Oh, that was the honking noise that you were doing?
Yeah, couldn't you tell?
Yeah, no, yeah, getting very good, yeah. I saw something with Sooty the other day, popped up on YouTube, of Sooty and Sweep with their new owner, who's had them about 20 years, so he's not new.
Yeah.
But Holly and Phil were interviewing them, and like Holly was speaking to Sweep, and obviously he's not actually saying it, but I could understand what he was saying. It's really clever how they can make that squeak that you kind of understand what he was saying back to her.
Really? We never did as a kid, so.
I did. I spoke Sweep.
He spoke Sweep. Well, and that was the thing with Pingu, getting us back to the actual subject.
Yes, that's what I was... because I haven't seen Pingu, that's what I was saying. Is it like that, that you can kind of understand what you're saying?
Yeah, you can get the gist of what his point is.
Okay.
Anyway, it's a cute little... And it's like, you know, like a typical preschool show that's like literally like 5 minutes long.
Has Esme tried it? Have you had a...
Get it on like CBeebies or anything now?
YouTube?
Oh, yeah, but you know me. I don't do the whole YouTube thing.
Ever since Esme's been watching stuff on my YouTube when we were on holiday, my algorithm all off.
Oh, soz.
It's all right. I'm just getting Paw Patrol recommended to me left, right and centre.
Yeah, can you imagine what mine's like?
Anyway, that's enough about Pingu for now, I reckon. But it sounds like I missed out a little bit by not watching it.
I think it would be your cup of tea.
Hmm. Okay, well, maybe I'll have a Pingu night after my Mr. Bean evening. So, if someone would like to be like Nick and not work with me, I mean get a date on the show, how can they go about that?
It's not a prerequisite.
No, you don't have to work with me, but let's just say most of my friends have worked with me. If you work with me, I will just tell you you're my friend and that will be the end of it. I mean, we met through work, didn't we?
Yeah, it's true. And because no one would approach you normally, right?
No, you would have to be paid money to speak to me in the first place. And that's, exactly. That's how I work, basically.
And then you'd go, oh, she's not so bad, I guess.
Yeah. I lull you into a false sense of security. Give me your personal number.
So they can find us on social media at number one rerun, or they can send us an email at number1rerun@hotmail.com, or they can submit a review on iTunes or Podbeam, and they can put their date in the comments. And the date has to be any date from 1978 to today, which is our lifetime.
Wonderful. So thank you to Nick for passing the test and listening to a minimum of 3 back catalogue episodes.
Can we just say to Nick, you don't have to listen anymore, but if you can continue to subscribe and just delete them as you go.
Yeah, and yeah, I'd recommend that to everyone, actually. If you've had enough of this, fair play. But if you could just keep us subscribed and then each time we pop up on your feed, feel free to delete that, because that doesn't matter with our numbers. That still gets us up in the old algorithm. So yeah, just subscribe.
No commitment required.
Thank you for listening, and we will see you in the next one.
Thank you. Bye.